This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You question, you know certain things about God, you know, like God is my provider, God is my strength, God is my healer. God. But when you get to the end of yourself and you've wrestled long and hard, you really begin to know that you know some of those truths about God. They're not just things like, yeah, I know, you know, God's my healer. Or, you know, I trust God. It's harder to trust God in the midst of storms. And when you're going through the crushing and the refining process, it's, you know, I've been mad at God for some of the situations in my life. And yet I know that God is big enough to hold my anger, and he is patient enough to allow me to have my temper tantrums. And I'm just really glad he's not done with me yet. You know, I am still in the process of being formed into his image. And I love that he redeems the most broken places of me. And it's where his light shines the most, is through those gaping holes still in me. And the next storm that came was my ex coming to me and saying there were years of infidelity, and it was like a Cat 5 hurricane hit our home. And I remember experiencing, like, what is real? You know, like standing on this mound of rubble of what had become, you know, our home, you know, finding out the depths of alcoholism. I mean, he wore a very good mask, so, you know, I had an idea, and yet, you know, not to the extent. And unfortunately, you know, our marriage did not survive that storm. And I just remember, like, going into my counselor's office, and I said, okay, I don't want to be a bitter cat lady, and I don't want to hate men for the rest of my life. Please help me. And he laughed. And I'm like, no, really. I don't like cats. And so through a process of, like, really opening up this wound and allowing God to speak truth into some of the lies, like worthiness and, you know, just shattered dreams. I mean, nobody prepares for a divorce. We plan our weddings and we have these dreams of our lives. And so nobody's equipped to walk through that process.
Betrayal. You were betrayed.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
Yes. And so in order to really forgive and really heal from that, I had to count my losses. You know, in order to, you know, grieve, you've got to know what you lost. And so I remember, like, taking 3x5 cards and, you know, each deep wound, I would write out, and then on the other side in red, with a red marker, I'd write, I forgive. And I had a nice big stack of these cards, and eventually, you know, did a kind of ceremonial thing with them. And I was just like, I cannot live holding on to this stuff. It's not pretty. It's ugly. But you know, nobody ever wants to go through all of the stages of grief.
You know, because it's very easy to, you can embrace, you can coddle your hurts and go, oh, poor me, I'm going to have a pity party. Do you want to come with me? And no, yeah. You know, it's, and, but whereas it sounds like you were buoyant with your faith with the Lord and you rose up and said, okay, I've got to be intentional, even to the point of, I don't know if that was your own idea, if somebody gave you the idea of the index cards writing down, you could have been bitter, but on the backside you put, forgiven. This is just amazing. Who gave you that idea?
Well, one of my favorite authors, Lisa Turkhurst, she wrote this book. She's written a lot of books, but one of them was It's Not Supposed to Be This Way. And that book was very instrumental in my life. And also this book by John Eldridge, Get Your Life Back. And it's just about, you know, daily waking up and one, having benevolent detachment, like being kind to yourself that like you're not going to replay the records. You're not going to, I don't know, like I'm just so old, like I'm not old, but like I'm too old that I am not going to allow bitterness to define me or the things in my life that have happened to me. I can't say, oh, you know, my story is I made all of these poor choices that led down this road of, you know, consequences. In my story, it's like, I mean, I was a health nut. I ate good. I exercised, but I still got sick. I was very intentional in my marriage and in my family, as far as like, you know, homeschooling my kids, training them up in the way they should go.
You have five children. You have five children, yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, with my husband, I mean, we like dated, we went to counseling because if a car needs a tune-up, so does a marriage. And, you know, so it wasn't like falling asleep at the wheel. It was staying in the ring, gloves on, and fighting for every, you know, good moment. And yet, you know, alcohol crept into his life and, you know, eventually made, not made him, but like he made poor choices because of it. And, you know, it was devastating to our family. And we began to pick up the pieces of our life. And I was like, oh, I've been a stay-at-home mom all these years. What am I going to do to provide for my family? And at the time, there were three kids living in the home. And so I got hired as a leadership coach with a consulting firm. And wrote this workbook called Set Sail, and was asked to life plan with our clients. And I was like, life plan, what's that? And the CEO, she's like, well, it is helping individuals define their highest priorities, define their purpose, and leave the legacy of their choosing. And how do you do that? Well, like it's a process of walking through and going, okay, writing your eulogy as if you died tomorrow. And you know, really taking a hard look at where you are and then where do you want to be? And this is not the 5-year plan. It is just in this year, what can I do in each one of these relationships. It's not about doing more. It's actually about doing less and going, okay, you know, for an example with my boys, I was like, all right, my desire is to have deep connection and communication. So that if they're ever struggling with something, we've already built the foundation of trust and, you know, they can share with me. So every day for 10 minutes, so specifically 10 minutes, I would go into their room and I'd say, hey, what's your high low? And they'd tell me the high part of their day and the low part. You know, what are you struggling with? Where did you see God today? And that exercise, you know, did it happen every day? No, but I do believe that it did build a deep connection with the boys, and they were able to talk to me and share, you know, some really hard stuff that they were struggling with. And so that's just one example. And I lost one of my sons almost two years ago. And I have those daily check-ins that I treasure. And, you know, it's about saying things and not leaving things unsaid. That's another intentionality that, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. And I used to say, you know, part of, you know, life planning with my clients was, you know, do what you need to do today because you're not promised tomorrow. But now I add, we're not promised with the people in our lives that we love the most. So don't leave things like left undone.
Well, Bob, so, I mean, you can either talk about this or not, but your son committed suicide. How old was he?
17.
So were there any telltale signs? Had he brought something up to you? Do you think, you know, I happen to know both of you, your ex-husband and you, you're both very attractive human beings. You're very intelligent human beings. You've made a great contribution to your local community by this nonprofit you started, which flourished and broke off into other places and helping a lot of people. And then you have five children and, you know, do you think maybe he felt that he couldn't live up to that standard? What happened?
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
There was a time I was dead inside. You called my name and I tried to hide. My heart was dark and so full of shame, full of shame.